I was just listening to an interview with John Rhys Davies. I'm in podcast voice. I'm going to take podcast voice out. I'll be back. Here I come. I'm coming back in. I'm trying so hard not to have the podcast voice. I'm leaving this in. Man, my eyes are burning.
This last bag of onions is potent.
The last bag of onions is potent.
And that's what's in this paste.
Oh my gosh. What are you making?
I've had it before. It's really good. It's like a curry.
Look at my eyes.
Yeah, I'm busy making you dinner.
Whatever this podcast is, Rob and Sarah podcast while Sarah makes Rob dinner.
My eyes are watery too, and you don't see me complaining.
I cannot open them. What's wrong with me? Oh man, I can't open my eyes. Oh my God. Is that a better voice than my podcast voice? I can't open my eyes. Are you saying I shouldn't put this out there?
No.
This is the most ironic podcast ever because I was just listening to an interview with John Rhys Davies who... See, why I can't do a... I know, but I'm saying I can't do a freaking podcast in my own voice because my voice doesn't remember proper nouns, like ever. Anytime I'm hanging out with my friends. So, okay, I was listening to a podcast the other day with... This is my podcast voice. My real voice that I should be using on the podcast is a voice of someone that can't remember. What was the name of the... Dude, I... here's the irony.
Please.
No, John Rhys Davies. And he is best known for a ton of stuff. To me, he's in two of my favorite movies. He's in Indiana Jones and The Last Crusade, which I can't... Maybe in Indiana Jones in general, Last Crusade isn't necessarily my favorite one. But actually, he was in Raiders. Never, okay, so he's in that. Bad Dates.
Bad Dates.
And then he was also in Lord of the Rings as Gimli.
Yes.
And so he was talking about his experience on Lord of the Rings and how he was really apprehensive. He wasn't going to do it. His son talked him into doing it. He thought there's no way they can pull off a production this big. What is this thing? Sarah just made eagle wings.
That means that I know what I'm doing with the rest of the recipe. I can throw these meatballs back in and unwind.
So the code is... So the point he was saying is that he went in to spend a few weeks with the production before he actually even said yes and tried to talk himself out of it by sitting in on all these department heads meetings and to find a reason why this is going to fail. But he said that he noticed something that he always recognizes when it comes to the people that are in charge of getting shit done on mega successful movies. And while he was there, he saw the same characteristic happening there in a ton of departments. And it's what sold him on doing it. And what he said, the number one characteristic that leads to success in that world is not getting behind. It's
like 'cause, time management?
Yeah, but not, yeah, like time management maybe is it's a part of it, but it's almost like universe time management in the sense that people are going to get sick. People are going to get hurt. Something's going to break. There's like look at Strider. His eyes watering.
Well, he doesn't need to be in here.
Strider, you don't have to be in here. A little cat has a watering eyes.
There's nothing wrong with you. It's just kind of a spicy meal on the air. You're okay, Stinky Wink. Okay.
Shit goes down. And there is always something to come up to take you off schedule and get behind. And the getting behind gets you even more behind. And it's just like this this rolling ball that ends up just ever. And then what
morning flights are the most consistently on time and it just kind of gets worse from there.
Oh, That's really interesting. So statistically, a morning flight is less likely to get canceled or...
Or just delayed because the flight before got in late and it just, you know, everything spirals. If one thing sets it off.
Totally. And then you start having to make sacrifices to the things, well, I wanted to do this, but we no longer... And the things that make it great are being sacrificed then just so you can finish.
Yeah.
And... I was thinking about this, and what I would love to do, what I would love here in the podcast is to be like, oh, you know, so that's kind of how I run my life, you know, it's just get it done, and that's how, that's a strength of mine and a priority, and I, so today I just want to encourage.
I think that guy.
Oh, ouch. Man.
Sometimes, though.
Well, here's where it gets confusing. For me, that is a huge weakness of mine. Would you say it again?
Tell me.
Where it gets confusing is this. I'm going to get shit done. I've puked in more places in the world than anybody that I know personally.
Because you are a hard worker. We know this.
No, I'm saying because, like, migraines happen. I've dealt with migraines. I puked on planes. I puked on buses. I puked on stage. I remember one time I was playing out in Vermont playing a show, and I had a trash bin off to the side of the stage, and I would play a couple choruses, and the migraine was so bad I'd go off to the side, puke behind the curtains where no one could see me, come back out, keep playing. I mean, I once did it when I was dealing with the migraines. I once did, like, they put me backstage and they had a live feed, so I saw a video of the rest of the band playing, and they just ran my bass line in the back and I just performed back there.
You're both feeble and hardworking.
Okay, so no, I'm saying when that was happening, that part of me I am proud of. Like, the show must go on. You can't delay stuff. You got to make shit happen when you're a part of a production. But for me, that's kind of like my mindset. Push through when I'm a part of a production. Yeah. But if it's me and they're like my own shit, things like a podcast, things like the writing that I'm doing right now, I talk myself out. I am so quick to want to talk myself out of it and not keep myself to task when there's the...
Especially when the deadlines are self-imposed. I mean, that's the hardest exactly thing for anyone in any industry. But.
And they're self-imposed for a project that is unrequested. The things that, like, the world's...
Negative.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. And so, for me, I have nobody that would be. I don't, right now, I don't have if I didn't put out a podcast today, so here's where the irony comes in. Yeah. I was thinking about, and I was like, oh, I want to take the night off. I don't have anything to say. I'm just not. I was calling kind of my own bullshit on stuff. Like, I was having one of those days where I'm just second guessing myself. It's an irony, is a podcast talking about wanting to quit a podcast, so I'm doing a podcast. And so, but it's like, I'm thinking about that right now, and I got to get out of my head when stuff like this happens. Because the unrequested, undeadlined work that starts, like where the impulse starts within you and nobody's asking for it, mm-hmm. I feel like those, like, quiet pullings are where your the deep meaningful work of a life comes from.
Yeah.
I mean, even like I who was it? I can't remember who said it, but it was a comedian, and they were saying, even there was a successful comedian, and they were saying, even at this stage in my life, still nobody comes up to me and asks for another special. I just have to self-impose it on myself to put another one out. So I don't know, that's what I'm thinking about tonight is
big thoughts for Friday. Young man.
They're very big thoughts. They're the kind of thoughts that might derail a person.
Right. So that's the
route
I get to.
Oh, I don't know. I just want to finish shit. And I think the daily thing has been really helping me. The daily finishing things in multiple different aspects has been helping. The daily public things have been helping the daily inward things that nobody sees right now. For structure. Jeez. All right. I'm not going to tie a button on this, but do you have anything that comes to mind?
Godspeed to anyone who tries to follow through on their own projects.
If you were second guessing
yourself, it's hard. I'm not saying you can't do it, but.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. If you're in the middle of some shit that no one's asking you to do, but you feel like it's like this kind of like string coming out of your chest that you're pulling out, I think that's important. And if you feel second guessing yourself, pff, holy shit, you're not alone.
Rob Morgan is an internationally touring bassist on a journey to discover what it means to live a curious life. At thecuriouspod.com, you'll find an archive of conversations recorded all over the world, a map of recording locations, a weekly newsletter, and official podcast merchandise. Rob is recording a daily podcast where he's sharing insights into the creative journey and the secrets to living a curious life that he's discovered from over a decade of traveling the world with music. We here at Curious Endeavors have told him this is probably a mistake and he's an idiot to attempt it, but he won't budge, so that's where we're currently at. We hope you'll enjoy.
Meow.